Yes, and our sound is good together.
Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. Enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people just like you to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. I am here to love myself and love you all, for we are all one. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As well, as always, I invite all of your questions, comments, and suggestions to my email address at infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you. Thank you for your participation today and this opportunity for me to serve you. From my heart to yours, I am grateful. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, just like always, followed by our special inspiring guest, Catherine Alice, who's an expert on soulmates and spiritual dating. Yeah, we're going to learn about soulmates today. She's the author of the instant bestseller, Love Will Find You. She has helped thousands of people find love. We will hear more about her right after this prayer in the present moment. Come on, everyone. Get into the present with me. Come on. Be here in the now as we join together on the air, being one, creating one, causing one. For I am one, you are one, and we are all one as our guest is across the world. You are across the world. You are here. We're all one. In this moment, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah, allowing yourself to relax into the moment. Good job. Again, one more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah, allowing yourself to relax. From head to toe, relax into the present moment. Here we go again. One more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah. Loosening up all tightness. Loosening up what you're holding on. Just for now, just for now. Allowing yourself to be one with me, our guest, and all that there is. As we are one with God and all that there is, with the divine presence, the divine intelligence, the divine wisdom and knowledge and love and truth. Right here, right where I am, right where you are, is God, inside and out, is our spirit, is our true self, is our authentic self, as we choose to open up right here, right now. Open up to the truth within us. Open up as we claim our truth. For we are love. We are truth. We are beautiful. We are wise. We are peaceful as we choose to be. We are healing in this moment as we declare it. We are aware and awake as we open up, as we choose to open up our hearts, our ears, our eyes, to the truth, the reality of the oneness, to wholeness inside and out, to our heart, to the joy within our heart, to the authentic presence of God, our will, our reason, to really, really be present is to choose to be present. What are you choosing now? What are you choosing now? Are you choosing to be present? I invite you to get into this moment with us now because we're going to have a fantastic, inspiring, enlightening, and fun show and fun. For we are here to enjoy life. We are here to be present with the beauty, with everything, within everything that there is, as we allow ourselves to be open and receptive. We declare this moment a blessed moment, with ease and grace, with love and joy, inside and out. I bless you all, and thank you for being present with us. Again, taking this time to reintroduce our guest, Catherine Alice, who is an expert on soulmates and spiritual dating. She's the author of the instant bestseller, Love Will Find You. She has helped thousands of people find love. Her work has appeared in Psychology Today, Cosmopolitan, the New York Times, Body and Soul, and as well on Montel, NBC, and The Aware Show. She's very busy. Based at Agape in Los Angeles, the center founded by The Secret's Michael Beckwith, Catherine directed their crisis support team for 6 years. For more information on Catherine, please visit www.catherinealice.com. So we're going to be speaking on soulmates, love, all good, as we welcome our guests right here, right now. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michelle. It's wonderful to be with you. I'm in Bali, so we're connecting over a long distance.
Yes, yes. And just to inform our guests, you are on your cell phone. So you're speaking on
your cell phone. I am on my cell phone from Bali, so hopefully our sound will hold up well.
So in Bali, how's the weather there?
It's beautiful. I'm looking out on an early morning turquoise sea, the volcano of Bali, and a bunch of fishermen getting in their boats, getting ready to go out for the day.
Wow. How beautiful, how beautiful. This is a great meditation, as we can just envision where she is right now. Really, we can do it and just be one with her if we just connect to her. Where she is, we're all here. Thank you so much, Catherine. So we have so much to talk about.
My pleasure.
So much to talk about, Catherine. As I was visiting your website, and so beautiful, and there's so much valuable information, I came across an article that you wrote, Releasing a Person, where you wrote, there's no such thing as a broken heart, only one that is expanding into more love. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. Would you like to talk about it more? Enlighten us more on this topic. Hello, Catherine? Hello? Okay. It looks like we already got disconnected from her. So, as we're speaking about, there's no such thing as a broken heart, only one that is expanding into more love. What does this mean? This means as that we experience one love, this is from my perspective, as we experience one love, we learn, we grow, and we move forward. As we learn and we grow, our heart expands. Our heart opens to more of what there is available in this life for all of us. And I'm taking this opportunity right now just to see if Catherine is on the line. Catherine?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be a fun show. I said it's going to be a fun show. Where'd you go?
It's very international.
Okay. So while you weren't here, I was just giving my perspective on the broken heart and expanding into more love. Let's hear yours, Catherine.
Well, I believe that your heart only can open more, that it cannot hurt you to love, ever, no matter what. It's good for you. And when it comes time to release, you do need to learn to release. And that's what causes the pain. The love doesn't cause the pain, nor does the heartbreak, because there is no such thing. There's just a releasing that has to happen. And what feels like heartbreak is just having to let go and trust that there's more love, which there always is more love.
Right. And so you have actually created a CD called The Releasing a Person in order to support people to let go and release their loved ones, huh?
Yes, yes, because it's the biggest, it's one of the biggest challenges that I've seen as I work in the arena of love. It's just, it causes such pain, and I've seen people suicidal over a breakup or over heartbreak, and so this is the first CD we ever did just to address that and help people through the time when they feel like their heart might be broken.
Beautiful, and I just want to take this opportunity to appreciate this CD, as I have personally used it during my divorce about 3 years ago. When I came across it at Agape here in Los Angeles, I was called to purchase it. I came and I actually sat in the car and I got present to it. And wow, God bless you. God bless you, Catherine, for this amazing CD. It really, really supported me. I mean, I cried. I did everything that you suggested on the CD. I listened to it a couple of times. And wow, what an energy release. Thank you. Would you like to share further with all of us about this magnificent CD?
Oh, it's my pleasure, Michelle. I'm so glad that it helped you when you needed it.
Thank you. Thank you. I also want to share with you and all the listeners that actually I was so inspired that a few months ago, where my friend was going through some heartache, through a divorce, again, where she wasn't meeting the right person, the soulmate, or whatever you want to call it. After she purchased your CD and she listened to it, she had an amazing, amazing experience of feeling energy to going through her root chakra, her lower, you know, her pubic area, actually. She felt the energy going through, and a month later, she found her beloved. She fell in love. So this is how powerful it is. Hello, Catherine? You know, all the listeners out there, you can imagine this is kind of challenging for us. We're trying to do our best here. And I invite all of you to be present with acceptance in this moment as the lines are getting cut as we're doing this interview. So I'm just going to go on and speak about how powerful her CD is and how powerful her intention is to support us. As we release a person, this person doesn't really evaporate or dissolve. You know, as we release this person that this relationship, for whatever reason, didn't work out, we give this opportunity for ourselves and for the beloved, for the loved one, for this person to either go on with their life to a better life for the highest, highest, greatest good and well-being, or they will come back into our life and it will give an opportunity for any attachments to, you know, for us to detach from all of our emotions that have kept us connected, not in a beautiful, loving way, but in a chaotic, with negative energies. And it's really, really highly powerful for anyone out there who is experiencing this moment where you're ready to let go and release this person to the highest, highest, greatest good. It's an amazing opportunity. I want to take this opportunity again right now to see if she's on the line. Catherine?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. So
I'm sorry, too. I think it has to do with the international phone line, but it sounds like you actually are probably saying better than I am, you know, about releasing and what can help.
Oh my God! Yes, as I was really sharing with the listeners how powerful it is. I want to take this opportunity to ask you about a soulmate. What are soulmates? You know, people talk about soulmates like left and right, like it's a glass of water coming and going, drinking. What is a soulmate? Really, you know, every other person says, "I just met my soulmate." You know, I just met. What is a soulmate? A true soulmate? Please share.
Well, I believe that there are soulmates, and you know when you're with a soulmate, when you feel like you've known them before, you've known them your whole life, even though you just recently met. And I think there may be several soulmates, and I believe in a theory called the twin soul theory, and that there's an ultimate soulmate. There's one person who is the one, and they were made to be with you, and once you're together, you will never be apart, and you cannot help but find each other. Somehow or another, you're magnetized to each other. And I know that might sound a bit esoteric, but that's what I believe in. And I see it playing out more and more these days.
Okay. Now, is a soulmate someone that you're really here to get your karmic lessons, your purpose in this lifetime to really learn from each other? Or is this just love at first sight? Can you go further into it, as people out there may not be clear at this time?
Sure. Well, I'm not one of those people who believe that relationships are for heavy-duty growth, because that sounds horrible.
Okay.
I think relationships are to love, and yes, of course you grow, but they're to love and to have fun and to experience pure joy and pure oneness more than anything. And I don't believe that most soulmates come together for love at first sight. Studies bear me out on that, because most people, I think, as they go through life and have had some dating experiences, they start putting up walls. And so it takes time for the walls to come down. And so love at first sight is fairly rare. It takes people sometimes a little time to recognize that this is my soulmate.
Mm-hmm. So another question that's coming up for me is, do we only have one soulmate in this lifetime, in this journey, or do we have many? And does everyone have? So a two-part question here.
Okay, well, I believe that there's a lid for every pot. That's my southern way of saying that everybody does have a soulmate, and I think there can be more than one. You know, if your spouse died early and you feel like you might have to be alone, I don't think you do. And I think that you will have more love. You will have another soulmate. So I believe that there are several.
Okay. So there are several soulmates. Okay. And
I believe that there's usually one, and when you're with them, that's it. But there may be another if your twin soul dies earlier on, or for some reason, there may be another soulmate too.
Oh, I see. And so, I read somewhere on your website about welcoming soulmates, where you say one suggestion is clear space in your home for him or her, and feel this person's presence. Wow, that's powerful. So is this the only way we can welcome a soulmate into our life, to allow clearance and openness? How else can we?
Michelle, I'm so sorry, you're breaking up, but I think you're asking me ways of welcoming in your soulmate. Is that right?
Yes. How can we welcome our soulmate into our life?
Well, there are many ways, and it's very important to have, I think more important than joining Match.com or feeling like you need to get out there, is to get your...
Hello? Okay, loved ones, listeners, this is a very challenging interview. So I will move on, as we have been speaking to Catherine Alice. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. We've been speaking to Catherine Alice, who's an expert on soulmates and spiritual dating. She's the author of the instant bestseller, Love Will Find You, and she has helped thousands of people find love. Her website for more information, again, is www.catherinealice.com, and I will do my best to move forward with the current circumstance. As the light of the allness is with all of us right now, I trust that whatever information is for the highest good of all will flow through me and Catherine at this time for all involved. Again, I'm going to ask if Catherine is on the phone. Catherine? I don't know, she may have just gotten disconnected, period. I'm just going to move forward, as I will share with you how I can suggest, from my perspective, how a person can welcome in a soulmate. One is opening up our hearts. If we're carrying around baggage from past experiences, past relationships, How can we invite anew into our lives? How can we? We can, but what kind of relationship will we be inviting into our lives? So taking the opportunity to sit down, meditate, get clear within. Clear within creates clarity without. So getting clear within, noticing what we're attached to. What are we judging? What are we expecting? What are we resisting? What kind of beliefs do we have about relationships? Are they negative? Are they positive? Are they weak? Are they empowering? It sounds like a lot of work, but it's really not. It's just getting clear so that we don't have to be victims, as we call it in every relationship, just being present. Forgiveness is a big tool, as I always, always bring it up. Just taking this opportunity again. Catherine, are you still on the phone? No, she's not. Please, when you ever come on, just say hello. So forgiveness is a big tool of releasing the past, getting into the present, letting go of what we cannot change. Can we change the past? Can we? We cannot. The only thing that we can transform within ourselves is within the present moment. Why is forgiveness so powerful? As we forgive ourselves, others, and ask for forgiveness, we allow the energy of anger, resentment, frustration, agitation, sadness, despair, sorrow, jealousy, whatever it is, there's so many negative emotions. We allow them to just dissolve. We're not condoning people for their wrong actions. We surrender them to the law of cause and effect. Which is more powerful? Us holding resentment towards other people is more powerful in a positive way, or us forgiving and releasing them to the law of cause and effect, to the universe? Hello? Hello, Catherine?
Hi, Michelle. I'm
back. You're back. I was just sharing my own perspective about... I went on and I talked about releasing the past and being open and actually forgiveness. You just popped in where I was talking about forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. Would you like to share anything about forgiveness?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to share with us your perspective about forgiveness in relationships?
I think that you have to forgive. It is an essential ingredient in moving on in a relationship and keeping yourself okay. Even if it's for a selfish motive, it's not good for anybody to be stuck in anger or resentment. So if for no other reason, forgiveness, just so you can get back connected to that into your own life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Getting back into our own life, into our own body. Yes, yes. You also have created a CD called Manifesting Love. Can you tell us about this one? I haven't had a chance to listen to this one.
That is more concerned with welcoming in your soulmate when you're ready. And so in that CD, I teach you how to send out a soul call for the one who is meant for you, and it's amazing because it really works. Somehow inviting somebody into your life energetically has a very magical effect.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to listening onto that one. It sounds really fun. It sounds really fun.
It's fun, and it gets you in a very good energy.
Wow. Well, it raises your vibration, right?
Yes. It raises your vibration immensely, and it is great fun, and I put a little short meditation in there that's 5 minutes as well as a longer soul call so that people can keep themselves, you know, every day. Some people listen to it every day or every night before they go to bed just to keep themselves in that good place.
Oh, beautiful. Be careful out there, listeners. You may get so happy you want to go out dancing after listening to this. Oh, my God, that's so beautiful. And so I have a question. Catherine, what are the biggest blocks people have to love?
Well, you and I have been talking about a big one, and that is hanging on to somebody else. That's one of the biggest ones that I see, are people getting hung up on somebody else and not able to welcome in any new love that would be much better for them.
So,
and then, so that's huge, and that's why I really recommend releasing as quickly as you can.
Okay, beautiful. And how does, where does self-worth and valuing ourselves come into this relationship, into the present moment where we're releasing the past and we want to welcome anew? Do we? Do you suggest that we work on self-value, on self-worth during this period?
Yeah, absolutely. That's also a block. If you have low self-esteem, then you're not aligning with your being. And you have to be aligned with your being to welcome in love. And I don't think you completely have to get there, because when someone is adoring you head to toe, it helps your self-esteem. So your soulmate may help to heal any self-esteem issues. But you can't, so many people who do my work, they have to get used to how high their soulmate is and accept that good, that they could have someone that wonderful. And so self-esteem is very important, just so you can understand you could actually welcome in someone who is so attractive to you and so wonderful. You might not believe you deserve that. And if you haven't completely healed your self-esteem issues, then it's a big journey just to accept your good. I have many people who, that's the issue. If their soulmate came and they're so wonderful, they can't believe they deserve this, and they have to get used to how good it is.
I know, right? You can't believe that somebody so well. What's this all about, huh? And it's like,
exactly. I mean, it's a fun problem to have, you know. Well, let me get used to having somebody this hot in my life. But, you know, some people really do have to get used to that.
Right. And how about this person that is already in a relationship, that is already married or has a partner? Do you have any suggestions for them to increase their self-worth and self-value and self-esteem while in a relationship?
Yeah, well, that's where self-worth creates jealousy problems. If you have low self-esteem or, you know, security issues, you'll get jealous over no reason. There's one thing to be jealous when somebody is giving you a reason, but I see a lot of people who get jealous because they don't believe they're good enough to keep this person. And so they get suspicious over things, over nothing. And that's a whole journey. As you become more secure and tell yourself, I get this, it's easier to be okay and to accept the relationship and just enjoy it. So I think self-esteem is very important in relationship. And you have to understand that you get this and you get to accept this good.
Right. Do you have any seminars or teleseminars coming up where we can share with our listeners right now, where they can, you know, be one with you and learn more about your work?
I have quite a few. One of the ones that would be relevant to what we're talking about is called Healing Insecurity, and that is a teleseminar that's currently on my website.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. This is something we can all use, healing insecurity. Anything else coming up?
Well, I have one that's really popular right now, and it's called Getting to the Soulmate Level of Attraction, because it reveals things that people don't understand about the singles world and the vibration, how you can get yourself, and people commonly give themselves at such a low vibration that you will attract everything but your soulmate. And it's very important to get yourself in a high enough vibe that you're not attracting just anybody. You're attracting the one.
Right. So the law of attraction here again at work, raising our vibration.
Absolutely.
Okay. And how do limiting beliefs and decisions here cause us to attract negativity or blocks or barriers into our lives?
Well, if you have a limiting belief, that belief will act as true until you substitute it with a better belief. And so it really behooves you to find a way. You limit yourself. Nobody else does. The sky is the limit for you. There are no limits for you. And so it's good to try to dig out the beliefs that you have that are limiting you. And I think I've seen every bad belief in the book. But a lot of people believe, well, I don't get love, I'm left out somehow, love has passed me by because I'm too old, or maybe I'm too overweight. And I've never seen anything like that keep love from anybody. And so some of the limiting beliefs need to go, because they can definitely block love or at least delay it.
Right, right. So no matter who we are, where we are, love is present within us when we're open to it. Is that what you're
saying? Yes, absolutely. And that's why sometimes I have a big track record of sort of the last hopers, like the least likely person you'd ever imagine to get love. They're the first to go just because they've been blocking themselves, thinking they're not worthy of love, or, you know, they have some big excuse. And the minute they start having help, bam, here comes love.
Beautiful. Catherine, let me take this opportunity to introduce you to our listeners that may have joined us. You're listening to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. We've been speaking to Catherine Alice, who is an expert on soulmates and spiritual dating. She's the author of the instant bestseller, Love Will Find You. She has helped thousands of people find love. She has two CDs to support you in releasing a person, called The Releasing a Person, and also Manifesting Love. And for more information, her website is www.catherinealice.com. We've been talking about releasing people, forgiveness, self-worth, and insecurities, and we welcome her again. We want to learn more about, what if someone has given up on love? What if someone has given up on love? Is this CD going to help them open up to love? Your Manifesting Love CD, or is it just going to help them manifest, or is it going to help them open up again? Do you get what I mean? Hello, Catherine? Okay, listeners. We're back again, you and I. While Catherine goes off and on in Bali, where she's, she is there, and we're here, and you're there, but in consciousness, we're all one. So just knowing that in consciousness, we're all one, we're going to attune to the oneness right here, right now. And believe it or not, these are words spoken through my mouth, but in consciousness, in the realm of oneness, with energy, all is, we are all one. So as I was asking her to share with us, what if someone has given up on love? What then? Okay, so this is a choice. Where I'm coming from, this is my perspective. I have given up on love. I have given up on love for what purpose, I ask myself. Why have I given up on love? You know, from my experience, from my daily meditation, as I meditate in different ways, you know, sitting, sleeping, walking, lying down, walking, even listening to music, contemplation, I ask myself a lot of questions. Catherine, are you back?
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, cool. I was just giving my perspective about what if someone has given up love, and I ask myself a lot of questions in order to get answers to be clear. Did you hear my question before about
what if somebody has given up on love?
Yes. What suggested? They have given up on love, and a part of them has given up. The other part is really, really wanting to open up to love again. So there is this inner conflict. I was asking if your Manifesting Love CD is something that this person can use in order to open up.
Yes, it's an excellent tool, and it's one of the early tools. I don't know what's out there now, but at the time when it came out, nobody was really doing this kind of work. Because what I do is I get people in touch with imagining and opening up that they could have love, not only with my words, but we also go through a visualization of imagining what it would be like to have somebody in your life. And it's very valuable because sometimes it makes people aware of where their limited thinking is so that they can get rid of it. And it really helps just to start getting back in touch with that you could have love. What would it be like to have somebody in my life? Like God.
Wow. Sharing the God-given love within our soul, within our spirit. How magnificent it is. Catherine, I wanted to ask you if you have any really striking, inspiring love stories, like a brief one that you can share with all of us that will perhaps inspire one who has given up to open up again, or just something fun that we can all enjoy.
Sure. Well, one of them that's pretty dramatic recently is someone who's actually a Holocaust survivor. He was approaching 80 years old, and for their whole life just somehow got a victim mentality. Her whole family was killed in the Holocaust, and her whole life, she somehow had put herself in the role of a victim and so kept attracting. Her husband was abusive to her, and then people she dated were not very nice. And as I worked with her, we had to work on welcoming in joy, not being a victim, not letting herself be a victim anymore, because I believe there, after you're a child, there are no victims. There's only a volunteer. So she had to quit volunteering to be a victim. And just recently, she met her soulmate at her age who just swept her off her feet, and she is having the romance of her life, and she cannot believe that after all these years, finally she knows what soulmate love is like. And I'm not here to say that you have to wait until you're almost 80 to find love, but that was such a lovely story of healing after all of these years.
Well, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. I want to say I think how fortunate you are in to be in this healing position that you are, helping and supporting people to move forward and find their passion, their love in life. God bless you. So as you were speaking...
Well, thank you. It is a wonderful field to be in, I must say.
Wow. God bless you. As I was listening to you, I heard you say find love, right? People are listening out there. People are speaking every day. Misusing the word love, it just comes to me. Love, what's love? You know, everybody's saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Do they mean it? What does it mean, really? And what does it mean to find love? Can you enlighten us from your perspective and your experience?
Well, finding love takes so many forms, and I agree that our vocabulary about love is not very developed, and so that particular word is overused. Finding love in a romantic sense is finding your soul partner. And it is indescribable in a way. The New York Times recently did an article finding that even scientists agree that we need love. It's essential for brain development. It's essential for emotional well-being. And to me, what it means, especially with your soulmate, is inhabiting a very high level of oneness. You're out of yourself. You're beyond yourself. You put someone else before yourself because you want to. And it opens up channels of creativity and success that you've never imagined just by being with this person. And it's an amazing thing. And so this is romantic love, and it definitely has many more components than other kinds of love, I think. Because you've got the physical, you have the spiritual connection, you have the mental connection, you have the friend component. And beyond that, it's just the transcendence that occurs when you're with. Get these overwhelming feelings of gooiness and romance and happiness and joy and silliness. It opens up even the most crusty person that you know. It takes them to another level of being, and some people have never been there yet. And so in that case, the best is yet to come.
Right. And what's your perspective on someone that doesn't really love themselves, care about themselves, is continually judging, criticizing, condemning, punishing themselves? From your perspective, can
I would say I'd say that needs to go, and that needs to be worked on. And when you meet your soulmate, sometimes your soulmate gets you out of that kind of behavior. But you need to start working on it now. Maybe first by catching yourself if you're telling yourself unkind things. That's a start, and by starting to see the good in you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just noticing what other people see in you, what other people enjoy about you, and it might also be not being a victim or not being a doormat anymore, but not allowing that kind of behavior toward you.
Right. Would you say taking responsibility? Taking responsibility in order
Absolutely.
To be yourself, right?
Yeah, it's very important to understand that you are in charge of your life, and your life can be anything you want. And that somehow if your life is not looking the way you wanted it, you've allowed that in. And you can disallow it in and start going for a better life right this minute.
Mm-hmm. So let's say awaken now, everyone. Let us awake now.
Yes, please.
Let us take responsibility and, you know, stop having this victim consciousness. Take care of ourselves, be present, and open up to love, right? Wake up now.
Exactly. Your life can be anything you want it.
So, as I'm speaking to you, taking this opportunity again, Catherine, to reintroduce you, We've been speaking to Catherine Alice. This is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. For anyone who may have just joined us, we've been having a very challenging, exciting, as the lines have been getting cut off, we've been speaking to Catherine Alice, who's an expert on soulmates and spiritual dating. She's the author of the instant bestseller, Love Will Find You. She has helped thousands of people find love, and she's helping all of you find love right here, right now. She is fantastic. She's been on Psychology Today, Cosmopolitan, The New York Times, Body and Soul, Montel, NBC, and The Aware Show. So for more information, please visit her website, www.catherinealice.com. Catherine, is there a contact number where people can reach you?
Well, it's not. I'm in Bali, so it's not a good idea to try to get me by phone right now. The best way is email, and I am on email on a daily basis. And so it's just you could email Catherine at CatherineAlice.com. So if you can spell my name, then you can find me.
Yes. Katherine at CatherineAlice.com. Yes, this is her email address. And she's in Bali right now. So you've been working it around the world, is that right? You've been doing seminars
around
the world?
That's right. I'm doing a world tour right now.
Wow, on what? I mean, I know. Is it finding love on anything specific? What topic are you doing?
It's been all different things, but mainly in support of my book that just came out last year, Love Will Find You.
Yes.
I'm doing a lot of book signings and lectures on that, but I'm doing other workshops as well on all of the subjects I teach on concerning love, like releasing a person, spiritual dating, and then, you know, sending out a soul call.
Beautiful. And where can the people, these beloved listeners, purchase your book, Love Will Find You? Amazon?
If you go to my website, there's a link on the homepage, or you can look me up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's available pretty widely. My book is pretty out there, and so it shouldn't be hard to find it.
Okay, beautiful. You know, as I'm speaking to you, something that comes to me is that you're called an expert on soulmates, okay? If there's one person out there listening and saying, how is this person an expert on soulmates, and what does that mean? How can you be an expert on soulmates? What would you like to say?
Well, I didn't do this, but at the time I was directing a crisis support clinic and team, and we had particular success with luck. We were using the techniques that I use and other people use as far as the law of attraction is concerned. It was amazing how someone would come in an ultimate crisis, suicidal sometimes, and go out with a completely different energy, come in a few weeks, they're in love. They're dating someone who they think is it. And so it kind of came to me. I didn't mean to be an expert in soulmates, but I feel like I was sort of given this way of turning people's love lives around, and it seems very effective, and even to the point where relatives and neighbors and friends who are not even doing my work just by being around me or talking to me, it does something to them, and then next thing you know, they're with their soulmate. So it seems to be an energy around me now that I've accepted this mission to help people in the love area.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I just energetically saw angels around you. That is so beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
That is so beautiful. So you're a clearing, and you're opening for people to find love. So angels do that.
I think so, and I'm one of the only people who believes in soulmates. You know, most experts in love, they shy away from being that open about it or putting the bar that high. Many love experts will tell you, oh, you just need to find a good man or find a nice woman, and I like to set the bar higher, and a lot of experts shy away from that, but I believe that the sky is the limit, and so why wouldn't you go for the ultimate love? Why wouldn't you go for your soulmate?
Mhm, mhm. Beautiful, beautiful. Intention is high right here on this show. Aim high.
It is high.
Set your goals high. Your intentions high. I just want to share with you, Catherine, and our listeners, I know this person, a friend of mine, who has recently lost her husband to cancer. This has been like 4 months. And for 4 months, she continuously cries.
Bless her.
Yes, very, very hard, mother of two, and really loving her husband. She's lost her husband. And she just can't stop crying. She cries every day. She cries so much that she has severe headaches. What do you say about, what is your suggestion? Would you say continue to cry until you're done releasing? And for anyone out there,
well,
that is
crying is okay. I mean, grieving is okay, and it's hard to put a time limit on how long. But if she has children, she has to go on with her life. And I would say the more, my recommendation, if somebody came in to see me like that, is first off, yes, to embrace the grief, set aside time to cry, like in the shower. But because life goes on, and for most of us, even with the death, it does go on, we have to find a way to get beyond the grief or put it, compartmentalize it, and go on with our lives at the same time, especially in this case where you have children involved. And I would say for her, one thing that could be terribly helpful is to get in touch with him on the inner, because I believe there's eternal life, that he lives on, and that they are always still connected. And that if she can know that, then death is not such a tragedy as it might seem to be, and then people get focused on that. That can help her, and also to focus, get out of herself and focus on her children who need her, and she has to still be present with them because she's the mom, and they probably need her more than ever right now.
Absolutely. I'm so aligned with what you just said, because that was my suggestion to her, to go inside, and love is eternal in our hearts and our souls. And so this can go for anyone, right, that they have just gotten divorced or just separated from a partner. And what about
People use my releasing work for all different things, but certainly for a death or a breakup.
Would you repeat that, please? I didn't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. People use the release work for many things, you know, things I never imagined they would use it, but definitely many people who are mourning a loss like that use that release, the same release technique, to let go so that they can continue on because they're still living and they need to continue on. So it works for that too, as well as for a divorce or breakup.
Right, right. And what would you say, something else just came up, what would you say to someone who's obsessive about this relationship that has just ended? One wants it, one has ended it, the other one is obsessive about it. Cannot let go, will not let go.
I know.
Any suggestions there?
I see that, and I need, if there's anything I could tell them, it would be that the more you obsess, the more you are needy and desperate, the more you will push them away. You know, the very thing you want the most, you are absolutely thwarting yourself. You're sabotaging yourself by hanging on so tightly. And so, oddly enough, if you release, it's the best thing for any hope that it might work out as well. And you can't fake it. You can't say, oh, I'm going to release to get them back. You have to really release. But that kind of energy, if nothing else, is just pushing the person away. You might as well get your hand and put it on their chest and give them a shove. So that needy, desperate energy, the obsessive energy, they can feel it even if they don't see you. And it will push them away.
Right, right. Everything is energy, huh? Everything is energy. We can feel each other's energy.
Everything is energy, and everything that ever manifests in the world was preceded by energy.
Beautiful. Catherine, our time has almost come into an end. But in closing, what message do you have for our listeners to take away from this wonderful interview that you have given us, your beautiful time, your valuable time, to all the way from Bali? And what is your what is your message? Thank you for today.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. And I apologize for the phone difficulty, but my final message would be, have hope that you get love. Start finding the faith that somebody is out there for you. And everything can change today as you get into that energy. And a first step might be to go to my website and read all the many published articles that are posted there at CatherineAllis.com. And I bless you because you do get love, and there is every hope in the world for you. And right this minute, you can start changing that opening to all of the love waiting for you.
Beautiful. And with that, we say, and so it is, amen.
Amen.
Amen. thank you, Catherine. Many blessings to you in this journey, in this lifetime. Thank you for opening up your heart to all of us today and every day.
Well, thank you, Michelle. It was so lovely being with you over all of these miles, and I really appreciate your having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings.
And I bless your own journey. You're certainly doing a service with this radio show.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. Next week, please join us as we speak to Dr. Liliana, who is a medical intuitive and energy healer and lecturer. She's a gifted clairvoyant and a physician scientist with a diverse background of study in general medicine, such as cancer research, AIDS research, intuition, spirituality, and metaphysics. Liliana easily bridges the realms of science and spirit. Until next week, for more information about her, please visit www.drliliana.com. And for now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love. Breathe it in into every cell in your body from head to toe. Breathe it in. And breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world, for we are truly one. And don't forget to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. Again, I invite all of your comments, suggestions, and questions to my email address at infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. As well as visiting my healing practice, the website for that is www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. For my book, for my CDs, for my daily insights, which I channel from my higher self or your highest good, to help you grow and evolve and be present with what is. Again, it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey as we have been challenged through the airwaves. But knowing that in consciousness we are all one, as energy we're all one, one within me, one within you, one within our guests, one within the allness, with gratitude and appreciation to God, the divine, the universe, the spirit of all good. We are so open and receptive to love in this moment and every moment, as every moment is eternal and infinite. We're grateful to have had this opportunity to join and unite on these airwaves, to share, to awaken, to enlighten, to inspire, to heal, to wake up, to wake up, to wake up to the possibilities inside and out. I'm grateful. Again, this has been Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you and blessings until next week. Good day.